Tonight is Christmas Eve. And around the world, people such as ourselves here are gathering in a variety of churches from a variety of traditions to give thanks and to remember the birth in Bethlehem of Jesus our Savior. We come from walks of life as part of our tradition, and we know that it's important. But sometimes we wonder, why is it important in the year 2015? We are here celebrating the light coming into the world in the dark season. But there's more going on than that. What's happening here is that we are recognizing that God is alive in each and every one of us. We've just finished a season of preparation for Christmas called Advent. And in that season, we saw that we find God in the earth. We find God in the water. We find God in the water. We find God in the air. And we find God in our bodies. That all of this is holy. All of this contains the divine. All of this is light. And tonight we celebrate the light. That is a gift from our creation to each and every one of us. I want you to think about this light. That in this dark season, we are called to have the light every year reborn in us. And to leave here and go out into the world and to celebrate the fact that we are divine, that we have God's divinity living within us. We're not gods, but there is a divinity about us. And that we are called to live our lives in a divine way. A way that is godly. Not holy. We're going to be ourselves. We're going to want to date, or we have dated. We're going to want an urge to do all the things of the world. But we live our lives knowing that we are empowered and that God is living within us. And that we are called to be light in this world. So what are the implications for that? For us as we approach the end of this year, move into the year 2016. What are the implications of the fact that we are a divine light in the world? Well, for me, it means that as I live my life, I have to remember that my actions have to be inspired by my understanding of God. A God of reconciliation, a God of truth, a God of peace, a God of love, a God of caring, a God of risk-taking for good, a God that takes the higher road, God that isn't out there trying to get even or to pay insult with insult. A God that is not out there trying to intentionally hurt, trying to intentionally demean, but is there to restore and to assist and help people in their journey of life. You know, if that sense of the divinity, and however you interpret divinity for yourself, was alive in us, and as we get ourselves ready in the next few days to perhaps make a New Year's resolution, to have an awareness that we are called to be, and we are ourselves, the vessels of God. We are divine vessels of God. We carry God in us. We carry the light of Christ in us. You know, in the early days of the church, when it was just starting to understand that Jesus was more than a prophet, that Jesus was awesome, was something beyond people's recognition, and that the Roman government killed him because he wouldn't go along with the political games, and he wouldn't go along with hurting people. And after he was crucified, people saw him again and in their lives, and they started to say, this is not an ordinary person we have been with. This is divine. And they were inspired and they started carrying light. And people criticized them and said, what are you doing? You're just following after some old fisherman from Galilee. Give it up. And they said, no, Jesus is divine. And we know this. Matthew and Luke provided us with the beginning of Jesus. How Jesus is God on earth. How Jesus came to be. And people then got inspired by this, saying, yes, and Jesus is now alive in me, and I will every year remember this birth in Bethlehem, but also the birth in me, and allow myself to be reborn every Christmas, and allow that development of Christ as I mature, allow the development all over again of Christ within me. And so tonight, I invite us all to reflect on this, that Christmas is an alive Jesus developing and growing within each and every one of us, and that we are all called to be holders and carriers of the divine light of Jesus, that we bring light to the darkness. And may God's blessing be with all of us here and all of your loved ones. And that may we, in our own way, distribute and bring this light in other dark corners around us this coming year. May God bless us all. And I wish you all a Merry Christmas. Amen.